早上各组的报告以及加上我们个人对这一次这个讲习会的感想或者建议。
So we'd like to use some time as a mutual sharing and reports.
我们先从中文的第一组开始。
We'll begin with the Chinese team number one.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做报告。
Hallelujah, we report in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们只讨论了第一个题目。
We've only managed to study the first topic.
那另外在我们这组里头呢，有许多南加州，可是有一些是外州来的，或者没有只有祈祷所的弟兄姐妹。
So we were mostly consisting of members from the Southern California, but there were some also from outer states, from houses of prayer.
所以我们谈到我们的瓶颈。
So we spoke of the bottlenecks.
综合的说，有的是因为没有教会，没有传道，信徒的距离很远。
So generally speaking, because there's no church, no preacher, and also very far away from church.
那另外，我们觉得在组内里头也很难引起一种共识，大家一块来工作，觉得这个宣道非常的重要。
And also, it's hard to reach a consensus within the congregation to feel the importance of evangelism.
然后信徒呢，信得越来越久呢，我们的生活圈越来越小，也很安于自己这个舒服的这个圈子，然后就没有机会对外传福音，也没有那个动机。
And the longer we believe in the Lord, the smaller our social circle becomes, and we lose the motivation to reach out and to preach.
那另外也有提到，我们讲台可能是很弱，很难留住进来的人。
And the other issue is maybe our pulpits.Sermons are not so powerful. It's hard to keep people who come in.
那另外我们也提到我们自己的装备是不够的，不管我们的心理、我们的态度，或者我们对圣经的了解，甚至我们的方法，我们可能要多一点装备。
We also mentioned that we need to equip ourselves better because we are unprepared.
或者有人来到教会，觉得我们信徒彼此对待非常的冷淡，在这里没有感觉到我们的爱心。
Or when people come to our church, they don't sense a sense of love between amongst the members.
那下面是我们提到我们大家的这个问题，我们如何的去突破。
And these are the issues that we talked about and how we can break through.
我们觉得有许多办许多的团契或者家庭聚会，这样可以让更多的人来参与比较不那么正式的活动。
So the solution would be to hold more fellowships and services, so more people can attend and participate.
对，多一点活动。那在这里头呢，我们就可以找到哪些人是有兴趣。那我们在对圣经真的有兴趣，那对神的道理有兴趣，那我们可以专心的只有效的对那些人，不用对所有的人，可以更有效率。
So through these activities, we can try to identify the members who are really zealous for.Evangelizing, and then we don't have to involve everybody.
那另外，如果一个教会有一直在有新的信徒进来，那这个宣道呢是一个良性的循环。那新的信徒呢，如果你陪着那个新的信徒经历他这个信仰的过程，虽然你信主很久，你也可以借着别人的经验，自己同心在体验神，那你会被挑起，对神的这个恩典的感受，你可以更积极的去参与宣道。
Another thing we can do is to become active participant with the newly baptized or new members, because as we take them, accompany them through their journey in faith, we also can be motivated through the process.
那同样，我们也希望能够邀请这个刚信主的弟兄姐妹去邀请他的朋友，因为他比较多外邦的朋友。
We also can encourage these new members to invite more of their friends, for they have a bigger social circle.
那如果有新的朋友来，希望我们也能够给予更主动的关心跟了解。
When we have new friends here, we have to show more care and concern to them.
那也可以不要只是想要把我们的道理全部告诉他，能够多一点时间听他诉说他的需要，能够仔细的发现他真正的需要。
And don't become so absorbed in telling them everything about our doctrines, but rather listen to them and hear what their needs are.
那在教会里头，事实上有很多人是有心想要为神工作，可是他可能不是那么主动，或者他不知道什么方法，所以需要有人去动员邀请他们。
In the church, there are actually a lot of people who are willing to work for the Lord, but they may not know the method or how to approach it. So they need to have other people to guide them.
那我们也同样觉得祷告是最重要的。我们做了很多的工作，如果神动工，看到神的工作，神亲自感动这个来到教会的人，那我们的工作会更容易。我们只要跟着神的脚步去工作，那是最容易的。
And also, we cannot neglect the importance of a prayer. When with a prayer, we can see the manifestation of God's mighty work, and this will really speed up things.
那另外，我们讲到装备自己，就希望我们能够多了解教义，然后对圣经的道理多了解，多参加教会的宣道的team 活动，还有这样讲习会，然后可以去学习别人的方法。
As far as equipping ourselves, we can attend more.Seminars and understand, study more on the doctrines and what have you.
So, we are going to be able to learn how to work with the people who are going to be able to deal with the problems and how to lead the leaders in this process.
And so, we can learn from how to answer the frequently asked questions and also learn from each other.
Yeah, that's about our discussion. We
will continue with the English
team. Let's ask the English team number one.Yeah.
Okay, so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to make a few announcements. questions. I think I'm announcing. My answers from my group.
奉主耶稣圣名，我要来做报告。
Okay, so the first question, what is the bottleneck your local church needs to break through the most to promote evangelical work and how to break through?
第一个问题，地方教会宣道的瓶颈是什么？如何突破？
Thank God our group had churches from...All regions of U.S.
感谢神，我们的这一组里面有成员都是全美国来的。
And they mentioned first thing is a challenge is to even form a evangelical team is pretty difficult.
首先要成立这个宣道组就已经蛮困难。
And the solution to this is that it's going to be a step by step progress, and you have to identify dedicated people who can form this team.
解决方案就是要。要来看哪一些人能够来参与这种圣工。
There's one church that said that they have to, the youths are really involved, but the adults need to be more involved.
有另外人说到说，年轻人比较善于参与宣道，但是成人也要参加。
So they're basically having a solution is to have a class for members to.Also, train them to be more all like-minded in evangelism.
So, 必须要有特别的课程，让大家能够有同样的想法来宣道。
And there are two churches that had experiences where they have a lot of different ethnic groups and cultural groups inside their churches.
有某一些教会，他们有不同的种族跟不同的想法。
And so this is something we learned this time during this seminar is that we need to get out of our comfort zone and be comfortable with mingling and talking to other people.
我们必须要学着要怎么离开我们安逸的处状，来跟其他不同种族文化的人来相处。
And this might sound funny, but it's knowing to learn how to talk to people, like taking conversation 101.Or visitor attendant training classes.
So, 要参加一些课程，就是如何跟别人对话。
And also, some of the friends that we bring in, or sometimes it's hard for us to bring in friends because we don't know a lot of people in the world.
有时候，因为我们对世界的人认识的的社区的人，并不知道那么多。
And then, so the solution would be to get yourself, maybe go start a new hobby and go to take a community class. You can learn, and you can meet more people that way that you can bring to church.
解决方案就是我们可以去参加一些社区的课程，然后透过那些兴趣，或许我们可以交到一些朋友，带他们来教会。
And one church area had some struggles with some spiritual battles happening internally in the church.
有一个教会在他们的地区有属灵的征战。
So they just said to continue to pray and ask God to guide them to become more united.
所以他们就说向神祷告，求神让他们能够成合而为一。
And that over time they can be able to think more about evangelism when that time comes.
那当他们能够达到这样的时候，才能够又一起来宣道。
And then for question two, how to hold regular meetings to examine and plan for evangelical work effectively.
第二个问题，如何有效定时开会做检讨及计划？
Mainly, it was said that it's good to have scheduled meetings, a plan for scheduled meetings, because time flies by very quickly, and so you need to follow a schedule.
因为时间过得很快，所以我们一定要定时间来开会。
And it's also really important to have people who, if they're not exactly actively helping with evangelism, they can actually pray behind the scene.
那有某些人，就算他们不是在参与在宣道里面，他们也可以为这个宣道工作来祷告。
Something else was, this might sound more pastoral, but when we visit members, we can also, or members that we might not have seen in a while, or maybe matured, or I mean, truth seekers that have been coming, we can visit them, and then we can also meet their friends.
当我们去探访不常来的信徒，或者是其他的慕道朋友的时候，我们也可以邀请他们去邀请他们的朋友。
And then another thing is regarding time management is to overall simplify our lives more.
另外就是要时间掌控，把我们的生活简化。
For example, if our youths like to go out to eat on Saturday night, instead maybe they can prepare a meal for someone in church that might not be able to have food as easily.
好比说青年星期六晚上喜欢出去一起吃饭，那把那个时间拿来他们来准备一些食物煮给那些就是他们没有办法很容易为自己煮食物的人。
And the last section we kind of combined question 3 through 7 as more of a topic on motivation.
最后的讨论是把第三到第七全部把它合并一起。
So we thought a good way to motivate church members to be more involved in evangelism is to be updated often about world evangelism, what's going on around the world in our church, in the different countries, to stimulate their minds.
那就是说可以透过教会的分享见证，让大家知道说世界的宣道的目前的情况，来鼓励我们。
And secondly is, we know seminars and workshops like these are wonderful because we are fed the word of God. But at the same time, it's good to think about mixing up the format of classes, maybe play games.
虽然说参加这样的讲习会是不错的，但是我们可以考虑透过其他的活动来达到同样的效果。
A reason why I mentioned things like activities and games is helpful is because then you can learn about howEach individual person is good at learning, either they're by their hands or they're good with audio learners or visual learners.
好比透过活动或者是游戏来知道某些人的他们的专长，因为他们有的是非常可以就是可以用听的，或者是他们可以想到不同方面的活动。
And the last thing is, we know that with the social networks are very prevalent now, what we can do is, we can do like faith sharing on these social networks.
另外就是我们知道现在用电子的社交活动是很活跃的，所以我们可以透过这样的电子的平台来分享我们的信仰。
Just for example, like if you go to a restaurant, you use Yelp to look for the reviews on the restaurant.
好比说你要去某一些餐馆，你就会看这个 Yelp， 看看他们的对这家餐馆的评语是什么。
And maybe someone out there who's looking for a church can see that we have 7 churches in Southern California, so maybe they can see some ratings of our church, like, or testimonies that people might write in not Yelp, but maybe Google or something, that tells what kind of like how many stars this church is or something, just to at least let them know what they can learn from this church.
所以我们教会的会友也可以透过这些电子的平台来做宣传我们教会的好处，让人家可以看到说我们教会很多人来评语说很多颗星，那他们就会想要来参加教会。Okay,
so that concludes our sharing. Thank God.
感谢神。 Chinese team number 2.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I report on behalf of the Chinese team too.
中文组第二组的报告.
And we actually spoke Chinese in there, but I'm going to report it in English.
虽然是说中文，但是他会以英文来做报告.
Okay. We talked about the first two questions.
我们讨论了第二项.
And the first one, the problems or the bottleneck of the church.
有关教会的瓶颈.
Two churches expressed that they currently do not have a stable place of worship.
有两个教会，两间教会说他们现在并没有一个定点的地方来聚会.
So it is difficult to bring friends when the worship location is not at a church or at a. It's always at a different location each week.
那因为他们每个礼拜的聚会地点都是不一样，所以要带朋友来信主是不太容易.
So this is why the members are unwilling to bring friends to come to have service with us.
也就因为这样，所以信徒不太想要带朋友来参与参加教会.
And even if there are friends who come to the service,
就算他们朋友来参加,
they do not see the pastors because the pastors would only come once every 2 to 3 months.
他们也没有看到传道，因为传道只有每二到三个月才会看到一次.
So therefore, it is very hard to retain our true seeking friends.
因此也很难能够保持住慕道朋友.
And we also talked about what worked and what did not work.
我们也提到说有什么方式是有效的，什么是没有效.
And many churches express that flyers does not work.
很多教会提到说发传单是无效.
Because they do not see visible effect.
因为他没有看到很明显的功效.
But there are three things that works.
但是有三件事情是挺有效的.
Number one is to bring friends to gospel tea or gospel fellowships.
首先就是带朋友来参加福音茶会.
Because mostly because it's a casual environment.
因为第一次很闲聊的地方.
And gospel fellowships would contain Q&A.
像福音茶会的时候就会有 常常在问的问题啊,
and they would discuss life issues.
而且他们也讲到说,
and the problems in their life. And because it's a relaxed atmosphere, so people are more freely to speak.
因为是在很休闲的状况下,
and the second thing that works is to bring friends to family Bible studies.
第二件有效的就是带朋友来参加家庭聚会.
Again, it's more relaxed atmosphere.
因为这样也是比较轻松的情况下.
And they can ask questions.
所以他们也可以问问题.
And the third thing that also worked really well.
第三项是非常有功效的.
And it's by walk-ins. Walk-in.
就是他们自己走进来教会的.
And one brother shared that it yields the best effect.
有一个弟兄说，这就是最有功效的方式。
And because they're most susceptible to our truth and the way we pray.
因为他们比较能够接受我们的真理跟我们祷告方式。
And for question number two, the practical plans for evangelical work.
第二个问题。
Is, let's see. Oh, there's one brother, he shared what they did in their church.
他分享说在他们的教会里面如何来做。
And they divide the evangelical team by gender and age groups.
他们把宣道组分成不同性别及年纪。
For example, there will be four teams. One team would handle all the younger brothers.
比如说分成四组，有一组就是处理年轻弟兄的。
Or younger male visitors. I'm sorry.
比较年轻的男性朋友。
And another group would handle the older, older male visitors.
另外一组就是男性年纪较大的朋友。
And also for the female visitors, two groups as well.
那女性也是有分成两组。
And each would have a leader.
那每一组都有就是那个组长。
So whenever the church at the end of the services announced the newcomers.
所以当教会每次会来报告说有新的朋友来时
，and the leader would see if that particular person is someone his or her team would go and talk to。
那这个组长就会马上就说，这个朋友是不是属于我们的队的？那就赶快过去跟他来闲聊。
And if not, then he or she would go and remind.That particular team leader to go and talk to the visitor.
或者会互相提醒其他的那个组长来处理这位朋友。
And as far as holding a regular meeting,
那有关有定期的开会。
This church actually, each one of the teams, each one of the four teams, they would.Pray together every Monday.
所以这四组他们每星期一都会定期来祷告。
And they pray every Monday from 9:30 to around 10 o'clock.
所以就是每个星期一九点半到十点祷告。
And before the prayer, they would speak to each other on the phone with via conference.
或者他们在祷告之前就会一起在电话上面谈论。
And to discuss the needs, concern, or interest of the true seekers.
那他们就谈论到说，朋友他们的需要为他们代祷什么呢？他们有兴趣什么呢
？And at the end, they would pray for 30 minutes.
所以之后他们才祷告三十分。
And to conclude, as a conclusion, we should encourage more members to participate in evangelical work.
那我们结论就是说要鼓励。更多的会众来参与宣道的工作
，and also to attend events such as this.
也多参与像我们现在的宣道讲习会。
So we could learn from others' experiences and be reminded the importance of evangelical work.
这样我们才能够学到互相学习彼此的经验，那而且能够准备自己来宣道。
So this concludes my report. Thank God.
报告到此。English team number two.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give a brief sharing on behalf of our group.
奉主耶稣圣名，我再次分享我们的小组讨论。
Thank God we had a very diverse and one of the youngest groups of the workshop.
感谢神，我们的会友是很广，而且蛮年轻的。
We had a few large churches, a few campus fellowships, and a few smaller churches as well.
我们一些大的教会、小的教会，还有一些是就是大学的团队。
Because of that, our answer to the first question was a wide variety of things that we need to work on.
所以第一个就是我们有蛮多问题是要来努力的。
First, we had a lack of training.
首先就是我们缺乏训练。
Lack of manpower.
缺乏人力。
Lack of commitment.
缺乏承诺。
And the biggest one was a lack of welcoming and showing love and concern.
最大的问题就是我们缺乏能够欢迎人家以爱 的来欢迎别人。
One of our members shared that the Great Commission has become a great omission.
那有一个人就说，主耶稣给我们的 Great Commission 很大的责任已经变成是很大的忽略。
Because we are trying to show love to basically strangers or to our fellow friends.
因为基本上我们是要以爱来对待朋友或者是就是陌生人。
And if we aren't comfortable meeting or speaking with strangers, then we won't leave our own comfort zone.
那如果我们觉得要对陌生人来谈话是很别扭的话，那当然我们就不会这样去做。
But I think our group decided that it was to encourage one another to not give up and to also, most importantly, pray.
那我们就是不能这样轻易的就放弃，而且要努力来祷告。
For the second question, we talked about how we could follow up with the truth seekers.
第二个我们谈到就是说要怎么来跟进慕道者。
Because sometimes most of the time they go to church and they receive a lot of information.
因为大部分的时候他们来到教会都会拿到许多的资料。
And it's our duty to follow up and see how they or see if they understand what they believe, what they are hearing.
那我们很大的的工作就是要跟进，那看看他们是相信什么，需要什么。
And if they have any problems, then we can address that problem at that time.
那他们如果有什么需要的话，有什么问题，我们就可以就是按照情况来处理。
For the third question, we talked about how we could promote spiritual worship.
第三个问题，我们就是说要怎么来鼓励属灵的崇拜。
And to ask each of our members, what kind of role you have in the church.
问自己说，我们在教会里面是有哪一些角色呢？
Because we look to the church council or to our pastors or our youth coordinators to be leaders.
普通我们是看传道或者是教会的领导者来做我们的领导。
So if you look to your left and you look to your right,
所以你如果看左右看的话，
these people are the people that will be your support group.
旁边的人就是能够来支持你的。
And with the support, then as a group effort, we can boost our evangelism.
那如果我们有一个团队的话，我们就可以来让这个宣道推广。
And we actually discussed the last question.
我们也讲到最后一个问题。
One of the churches does a street fair with they have a booth that at a street fair.
有一个教会，他们是在那个就是园游会那边来做宣传。
And at the booth that has our church materials, our reference books, our calendars, and so on.
他们在园游会的时候，他们就会会有一个摊位，有我们的教会的宣传的传单啦，种种。
It allows the community to know that there's a church like our church in around their area, and piques their interest.
透过这样的活动，我们让社区的人知道说这里有这一家教会，他们是在信的什么，让他们能够引起兴趣。
That concludes our sharing. Thanks.
这是我们的分享。English team number three.
Name Lord Jesus Christ, I share reflections.
奉主耶稣圣名，我再次分享。
I think the first question is about the bottlenecks your local church need to break through.
第一个问题是，宣道的瓶颈如何突破
？I think most of the churches we discuss there's three things that always the bottlenecks.
我们提到说，普通的教会有三个瓶颈。
Yeah, first is that we have children, we don't need to do holy work.We have children.
因为我们有孩子。
Yeah, we don't need to go out preach or don't need to do holy work.
所以我们就觉得说我们不需要去宣道啦，来做一些圣工。
We live too far from church. We don't need to go preach. We don't need to do holy work.
如果我们住的离教会太远的话，那我们也不需要去宣道或者做圣工。
And our church is too small. Some of them say the church is too big, and because of that, we don't need to do holy work.
有些人说，因为我们的教会太小或者是太大，那我们也不需要做圣工。
We also notice a lot of time the church, the member like to do. RE work, pastoral work, but they don't like to do evangelical work.
我们也注意到很多人喜欢参与教导小孩子或者是牧养的工作，但是他们不喜欢做宣道工作。
Yeah, they do interpretations, sermons, Bible study leaders, but when doing the evangelical work, everybody stop.
大家都可以来做，比如说讲道、翻译种种的工作。但是当我们提到宣道的时候，突然间就没有人想做。
But as we notice in Book of Joshua, when they go out to fight, everyone go out to fight together. Ark of Covenant is in the front, right? Everybody together fight.
但是我们读圣经，就是约书亚他去打战的时候，那个约柜是放在前面，而且是大家集体一起来参与。
We notice the evangelical work. There's only few go out to fight the battles. That's why every time there's a failure.
但是在宣道的时候，我们只注意到几只小猫出去打仗，所以当然会失败。
Of course, some of the bottlenecks. When people say their children, they couldn't do the evangelical work or church work, right? We can invite some of the church member. They have children. They've been through. You know, they discuss. They can still worship God. They can still go out to do the holy work. We can invite these people to testify so they can get an idea. Even if they have children, they can still do holy work.
所以那些有父母亲说他们有孩子的，其实他们也可以参与圣工，他们可以来就是做见证，做神的见证人。Another
way is that besides the personal evangelism, I think most of the church members already know personal evangelism, but there's other ways to evangelize.
那大部分的人都知道说可以个人宣道，但是其实还有其他的方式。Yeah,
we know personal evangelism is very easy, right? You know, people can sleep, they can go out and preach. Right?
个人宣道当然比较起来比较容易，甚至你睡觉都可以宣道。Yeah,
there's some other way we discuss. You can post on YouTube, and there's some other ways because post on YouTube.
有其他的方式，好比说我们可以把就是 post 在 YouTube 上面。
And also, Brother Wayne, just at lunchtime, we discussed, we can make an app about 10 basic beliefs, testimonies, hymns, make an app. This is another way to evangelize.
另外一个宣道方式就是我们可以做电话的那个app，来放那些十大教育啦，里面又包括见证啦、诗歌啦，种种的见证。
Yeah. And we have to let the church member know, we are in the United States. Actually, myself, I did a study. There's about 70% Caucasian live in the United States. Only 5% Asians.
只有5%是亚洲人.
In Los Angeles, about 50% Latinos.
在洛杉矶附近有50%是拉丁系的.
40% Caucasians.
40%是白人.
10% Asians.
10%.
So I think as a Christian, true church member, we need to know the backgrounds where we at, the battleground. Who are we preaching to?
所以身为真耶稣教会的人，我们应该要知道说我们的战场的情况是怎么样，我们是要跟谁来宣道呢？
Or else we just coming here enjoying American dreams.
否则的话，我们只是来美国来享受美国梦。
But most of the church members don't know the other way to evangelize, but only personal evangelism.
大部分的会友只知道个人宣道，并不知道其他的方式。But
there's some other way we can reach out to the Caucasians.
有其他的方式，我们能够向不同人种来宣道。But
it seems the Asian somehow they think Caucasian is different race. It's hard to talk to them. I don't know. Like you know, we discuss. We don't know why we're not preaching to Caucasians.
或许我们觉得别的种族。 我们没有办法跟他们沟通，所以我们就不敢跟他们宣道。There's
a way also we discuss that we can, because we know most Caucasian they're Christians, that we can connect to their denomination somehow, and the pastor can talk to their pastors, right? And eventually, there's 1,000 of people, then we can invite our pastor to preach to their congregations.
另外一个方式就是当我们跟其他的教会来做交谈的时候，透过他们的传道，让他们的传道如果有兴趣，那我们可以请我们的传道跟他们的传道一起谈真理。那这样的话，说不定整个教会来信我们的。
Yeah, the church council can go with the pastor, just like you know in England, right? MC, they have preacher go out and preach in Africa, church member go with them. But US, it seems like we don't know how to do that.
那在非洲的时候，其实他们就是用这种模式，一个传道跟其他的一些会友。去非洲的时候，他们是直接跟其他教会的传道来讲道理，但是在这里我们并没有采取这样的方式。
If you look at Bible, Jonah preached this way. You know, Lord Jesus 4,000 preachings, right? And also, Apostle Paul, Peter, they all preached thousands of people, right? And then this is another way to evangelize besides personal evangelism.
除了个人宣道以外，圣经里面也有提到，像约拿。跟整个城市的人宣道，主耶稣还有彼得跟一次跟上千的人来传讲福音。
So as we discuss, if a church member know that our battleground is who we preaching to, then we train ourselves how to preach to these people, and the gospel can preach.
那如果我们自己就是装备自己，了解说我们的战场跟我们的敌人就是是谁的话，那我们就可以。比较准备的比较好。
And for the number two for the meetings that we discuss usually the once a month that we hold evangelical meetings.
我们提到说第二题就是说每个月要能够定期来开会。
And during the meetings and then we have evangelical teams split in different groups. For example, training, follow up, you know, and prayer teams. Right? It's just like a council meeting. They have split in different groups.So it's not just one person doing the work. In evangelical meetings, everybody had their work.
那在这个宣道组的会议的时候，其实我们是可以分成三组，好比说
三组 for prayer teams, follow-up teams, publications, you know, and then true seeker class. All these group, everybody do their work.
其实宣道组里面本身可以分成很多组，很多。不同的组比如说祷告组啦，跟从组啦，就是计划组，很多很多的组可以。
They look at the council meeting that they do that. USGA they do the same. All these are the same format. So during the meetings, right, everybody report what they do.
那所以在这个会议的时候，这每一个小组他们都可以来报告说他们这个月有什么达到什么样的进展。
Right. Well, I think the most important what we discuss is that we need to know what we.The U.S., the people who we are preaching to, besides Asians, but we are truly here. I don't know the rest of you believe or not. I think we're really here to preach to the Caucasians.
我们教会现在有一个状况，就是我们只有向亚洲人来传福音。那我们必须要跟其他的种族也能够传福音给他们。
If you and me believe that Trinity Church, the truth is here, it's not because most Asians believe, because we know this is truth here. But how about the Caucasian? When they heard the truth, they will also believe the same, because it's not because culture barrier. They will hear the message, and they are waiting for us. And when we preach the gospel, they will also come to believe.
那其他不管是什么种族。只要他们是神的羊，他们能够认清楚说我们传的道理是神的道理，那他们也会来相信的。
But at this time over here, we don't know how to do that. So I hope that maybe in the next seminar we can discuss how can we preach to the non-Asians and to discuss during one of these seminars like AMC they discuss and train us how to preach in this way. Then we know the people we're preaching to is what God wants us.Set us here. That's the reason.
那我们希望在未来的宣道讲习会，我们能够有其他就是教导我们要怎么来宣道给不同种族的人，就好比在英国这样训练，让他们知道说要怎么跟非洲人来宣道。
That ends our report. Amen.
有没有其他的弟兄姐妹要分享你对这次讲习会的 感想或者建议。
Do we have any other brothers or sisters who would like to share your reflection during this evangelical workshop?
And Lord
Jesus' name, I share.
我感觉这个这样每两年有一次很好，这个那宣道这个讲习会。
I'm delighted to have this once every 2 year evangelical workshop.
我觉得这个传福音哦，这个工作是要真刀真枪的，这个要去做的，要去做的话，应该要有训练的，不是在纸上谈兵。就是一直在这画图画怎么样计划蓝图，我们需要实际去行动的。
I feel that evangelism is not just something in theory or on paper, but it's something that requires action.
我知道前面传道都已经把这个蓝图已经摆好了，放这边进这个神的经纶各方面，这个神的基本教条这个信条都讲了，我们已经都也听了好几次了，但是就是说好像就不能把这些推广出去，不能实行出去啊。
So the preacher has laid out for us the blueprint and everything on paper for us, but we just lack that taking out the first step.
就是我们需要有些弟兄有那种迫切的精神，就是说，假如主耶稣今天就来的话，我今天怎么样能够面对主？
So,
这种感觉去传福音，很迫切的感觉。
What we're lacking right now is enthusiasm, the fire that.What if Lord Jesus were to show up today?
我前三年我在做手术的时候，我就感觉到我不传福音我就有祸了，因为我在手术台上，我说我差点就不行了，要倒下去了。
3 years ago, I was lying on the in the surgical room, and it dawned on me that if I don't evangelize, then woe is me.
然后那天如果我走的话，我怎么样？主来的时候我怎么样见他？我当然是空手来见主嘛。
Had I passed away on that day in the surgical room, I would have faced God with empty hands.
我在这么好的教会、这么好的环境底下，有离的教会这么近，我如果空手来见主的话，我如果没有带一些人去见主的话，主就觉得说你是白占地图嘛，你那个，我就对不起主，就是感觉这样子。所以我所以我在最近我就觉得我这个传福音的，虽然我这个脚不太好，但是我是说还是要努力啊，尽量能够把我所有的时间都要摆上去，一天至少要放两个钟头放在这个出去传福音的感觉。
So it really dawned on me that this sense of urgency, I need to go out and preach, spend at least 2 hours every day to evangelize so that I will not have to face the Lord empty-handed. And the Lord might say, I'm a wicked, lazy servant for freely taking up space. And so in the community center, which is only 5 minutes away from my home and church,
我早晨要祷告。然后我就去那个卡明森德，我看那边没有哪一些鱼可以给我钓的，我就或者陪他打打球，或者陪他怎么样，我心里就一直为这些人信任祷告。
So in the morning, I would first begin with a prayer, and afterward, I would go to the community center to see, to identify which fish I can go and mingle with, and also in my heart pray for them.
但是在那边有两部分人，一部分人就是打乒乓球的中国人多。那另外一方面就是打撞球的人就是墨西哥人多，但是我这两方面我都要顾的话，所以我以前是专门顾的是打撞球，因为我这个就腰不好，不能打乒乓球，所以我就带了很多都是打台球的，就跟他们传福音，他们有时候也会来，大概就是也有来几个，就是我就尽量就是能够用那个时间来陪着他们。 跟他们有的时候打打球，或者 你如果就是说一下子传福音给他，你把你的事怎么样，你不信耶稣你就下地怎么讲太多不好，你先给他做一个朋友，先跟他有兴趣打打球或怎么样，他就慢慢会跟着你。
So in a community center, there are two main groups of people. One group plays ping pong, mostly Chinese. The other group plays a pool table, which is mostly Hispanic. So because my bad back, I cannot play ping pong, so I would mingle with the Latinos, and then first I make friends with them instead of just spilling all the doctrine issues to them. So after I make the friends, then invite them to church.
不论如何用什么方法，就是要把得人要把他这个人带到教会来。
So regardless of the method that we take, the main goal is bring them to church.
如果这带来教会以后，如果他感觉到教会有些时候感觉有些很好像那个买来的金鱼很适合在里面游泳，就多待了几天。有些呢，好像没有感觉教会没有什么热，好像不对呀，那水质不对还怎么样？不对，气候还不感觉这个新的地方好像环境不对，他有。
Some people are like the fish that we buy from the aquarium. Once you put the fish in the aquarium tank, they might die, or some fish will adapt very well. So it all depends on the fish.
这个我就是常向主祷告说，主啊，能够让更多的人留在这真耶稣教会里面，让这个这么好的宝贝的这个教会啊，能够让人数更多，让每一个位置都能坐满，不是那么就是这几排人，就每天都固定看来看去这几个人。
So it is my sincere prayer to the Lord that He will bring more fish to the True Jesus Church with such wonderful gospel and fill out all the pews instead of seeing the same tired old face every time.
就好像一对新人结婚十几年了，他还是两个人的话，那就有问题了，这个家就有问题了，这个夫妻两个有问题了。
For example, if your husband and wife have been married over 10 some years and you have not produced any other member in the family, then there is something wrong with the picture.
哈利路亚，这是我的分享。
And this is my sharing.
啊，感谢主哈，让我们在过去的时间，我们都能够很认真的哈，在各地方的教会来做宣道的工作。
Thank God for being zealous and working hard in evangelism in your respective churches.
我们也一直需要有更多的弟兄姐妹来投入。
And we need more brothers and sisters to invest in the evangelism.
那我们也知道我们有很多的细节我们需要去突破。
We know that there is many details that we have to overcome.
我们相信我们继续这样的努力。
I believe that as long as we continue our endeavor,
怜悯我们的天父真神他一定能够继续的带领我们，帮助我们让我们越做越好，越做越有成效。
And the merciful Heavenly Father will guide our work so that we will see the fruit of our labor.
那我们也看到在使徒的时代他们的一些突破，有时候跟他们看异象有关系。
We see that in the apostolic time, some of the breakthrough comes through their visions that God granted them.
因为彼得的异象所以他能够传福音给哥尼流他们这一群人。
Because of Peter's vision, God worked through Peter to preach the gospel to the family of Cornelius.
因为保罗的异象所以他能够将福音带入欧洲。
Because of Paul's vision, God worked through him to bring the gospel into Europe.
所以我们相信主耶稣也会让我们能够有异象来做宣道的工作。
So we are convicted that God will also grant us vision so we can further his and advance his evangelism.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们让我们能够留意他所给我们的异象。
I pray that the Lord will give us attentive eyes and awareness to the vision that He shows us.
当我们有从主耶稣来的异象我们也能够像这些门徒们他们就勇敢地踏出去，勇敢地采取行动。
When we have inspiration or visions from the Holy Spirit, we too will will boldly move forward like these apostles to evangelize.
目前我们所谓的动员只要是 比较大的活动啊，我们都看到啊，我们有非常好的动员。
Currently, we see that whenever our churches mobilize together, everyone are willingly participate.
有很好的计划。
And we have very good planning.
啊，安排了啊很多的人员在这个整个活动里头。
And we were able to mobilize a lot of membership to participate.
也都把每一项工作都安排得很好。
And so that all the work turned out to be very well done.
那我们也可以看到所有的工作人员也都非常的同心合意。
We see the workers are also working in unity.
那也可以看到大家真的都能够把这种顺服的美德在整个活动里头表现出来。
We can see the virtue of submissive to the Lord being exemplified through the group activity.
那常常最后的结论就是我们有一个非常好的 program.
And we often reach this conclusion that we had a very good program.
啊，真的几乎是零缺点。
And almost without any kind of a defect.
啊，但是我们却有很大的一个一个 miss 一个很大的东西。
But there's a major thing that's missing from the picture.
啊，就是人呢。
Which is where is the sheep that we're supposed to bring?
啊，就是我们的所谓的我们的对象。
The target audience, where are they?
那好，所以。我想这一方面是我们可以继续可以再多一点的去思考多一点的去努力的。
I feel that this is one area where we can really spend more effort and to think about it.
那感谢神，我们这一次的讲习会就要到这里结束。
Thank God that this concludes our evangelism workshop.
我们虽然没有做问卷调查，那我相信我们的先到部门很欢迎有关这一次我们有任何的建议都可以随时提供给谢执事跟梁传道。
Even though we haven't sent out any surveys or questionnaire, but if you have any kind of suggestions, you can feel free to submit your suggestion to Deacon Xie or Pastor Liang.
甚至我们一结束趁最新鲜的时候，你就可以马上去跟他们讲。
And as soon as this workshop is over, you should tell them immediately while the memory is still fresh.
那在我们的先到工作上面有任何需要这个先到处来支援我们或帮助我们的我想先到处也会尽力的很乐意的来帮助各地方的教会。
And if you need any kind of assistance, the evangelical department is more than happy to render the assistance.
那我们现在请大家一起到前面来做我们结束的祷告。
Now please come forward to make our concluding prayer.